Grande, Lydia Blum, Simone Chan,
Here.
Ishan Chowdhury, Zora Durham, Harris Everett, Christian Flournoy,
Niles Hyatt holding his proxy.
Ezra Galperin,
He's present.
Devion Gekman, Getulio Gonzalez-Moletieri, Holden Hitchcock, Niles Hyatt,
Present.
Sion Kim,
Present.
Jeffrey Letterman, Kathy Liu, Flora Ming, Michael O'Donnell, John Purcell, Saad Razak, Imani Razaka, Michael Scully, Jessica Silverman, David Soares,
Here.
Christian Tarala,
He'll be late.
Adam Benson, Thora Wagaspak, Jin Zhao Wu,
Here.
Eric Yao,
Present.
Stephen Zhang.
He'll be late.
Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gaigahono. The Gaigahono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gaigahono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gaigahono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Please review the December 5th meeting minutes for the next couple minutes. Jesse Swenson?
Motion to pass the minute.
Seeing any dissent? Okay, seeing none, these minutes are approved unanimously. Okay, only communications are that Ishan Chakravorty, our former minority students representative, has resigned. We also had two graduations amongst bodies, so we have more vacancies to fill this semester, hopefully. And we have one new liaison from the Residence Hall Association. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Lauren. I'm the Vice President of the Residence Hall Association, and I'm really happy to be acting as the RHA liaison here on the Student Assembly, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
We haven't had an RHA liaison in a couple years, so we're very happy to have you. We'll now move to consent calendar items, which would be Resolution 23, authorizing the Committee on Vacancies to review new vacancies. So this is extending the Vacancies Committee into this semester, essentially. Motion to approve the consent calendar items. Any dissent? Okay, seeing none, the consent calendar items are approved. Reports of officers, committees, and liaisons. Representative Gekman. Any further announcements or reports? Trustee Swenson? Is it relevant to this section?
Yeah, it's relevant.
That is not this section of the agenda. Thank you very much, Trustee Swenson. Any further reports of officers, committees, and liaisons? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move past announcements. Is there none? Past presentations, is there none? To public comment. The chair will now recognize any community member who wishes to speak at this time. Each community member may speak for up to 3 minutes. Any interested parties in the audience? Franklin? You a taker? Okay. You're recognized. You've 3 minutes to speak. Start when you're ready. Thank you. Is there any for Are there any further community members who wish to speak at this time? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to the second reading calendar, where we will begin with Resolution 18. We'll now move to Resolution 18, amending the Student Assembly Code of Ethics.
Sorry, totally last minute, but I'm actually getting over a really bad case of strep, and Alison was going to make it, but is also not able to attend. So if it's okay with everyone, I'm actually going to motion to postpone it.
There a second? Okay, any dissent? Seeing none, this resolution will be postponed for another week. We'll now move to Resolution 21, amending Resolution 6, creating an ad hoc committee to improve student wages and employment. As Representative Galperin has lost his voice, undergraduate Representative McGard will be presenting this on his behalf.
Funding from departments like transportation, also potentially in the city of Ithaca, that could achieve a similar result as this project. So, the applicant get more information with our help and to further decide if the funding is necessary needed or how much is needed. So we decide to postpone this decision to our next theory, which will be around late March. But overall, it's just that we have from the General Assembly to approve the allocation of $8,000 to the network post. And I'm open to any questions.
So what was the reason why the crosswalk project was pushed forward? Why was it postponed in the spring?
The thing is, like, we acknowledge that the city of Ithaca or the Tompkins County may have their funding for, like, supporting the ideas to probably paint a new crosswalk or even, like, because they're, at the end of the day, the ones who approve the signage, like the yield sign next to the crosswalk, and they need to be noticed for the painting on the University Avenue. It's technically not fully pronounced property. So that's why, like, we believe seeing the problem that needs to involve with the local department anyway. It will be too great to have the communication earlier on, and if we can figure out, like, okay, how much they are, like, willing or being able to support this project, and, like, how much to be relied on for now or our bond, that will be great to clarify before we finally decide. Yeah. How is the project? Do you mean how long the commission get back to the applicant, or
yeah,
how long is that? Okay, so since overall we kind of run on a rolling basis for the applications, but this may be further, I guess, reviewed in our commission meeting to decide if we want to just do a time point, maybe two time points in the middle of the semester to review the applications received by each time point or together, or we can just set up meeting along the way. But overall, it's like the commission can, I guess, as fast as possible, like, set up a meeting even like a week after the receiving the application, if the commission members believe that it's needed, that is possible. But overall, like, I guess, like, personally, as the chair of the commission, I can get back to you on communicating with applicants as soon as possible all the time. So there's not a really a specific timeline about when the commission will be like getting back to you with the, but definitely like right after hearing, I will be updating all the like rationale or the details about our position, and definitely in the process of applying, the commission is happy to provide any kind of assistance to communicate between the applicant and even the school departments like campus and offices.
Representative Al-Mosawi.
Hello. Oh, hi. Thank you for your work on this. I have a few questions. So, they originally requested around 31,000, and then I see from the decision that there were cheaper alternatives that you pointed out, or that the commission points out. And I'm wondering, just was there any like sort of back and forth between you and the Delmon Hill Student Farm? Or was it just like they submit the application and then there was a sort of discussion with within the commission and then a decision made? I'm just wondering like the communication between you guys, and I had another question, but I'll save that.
So basically, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, after receiving applications, we will host a hearing process with all the applicants, like, or any related members who would like to apply to this hearing process present. And it's definitely like at the basis that we are finding the point that all the members or as many members as possible can make it to the meeting. So during the meeting process, we allocate the time for applicants to present their ideas. Sometimes they are even able to supplement us with more details, and then it will be a Q&A time or discussion time between the us commission members and also the applicants to understand why some of their choices are made. And especially like for the Doma Farm Student Project, we precisely ask like why they make the choice for the like picnic table or the cover is required, and like what kind of properties are considered when they chose that product. So it's definitely like a back and forth involved, but after that, gathered enough information or students feel like they don't have anything to provide, we then go to our session, which the members of the will not.
Are there any further questions? Representative Al-Mosawi, and then Representative Terrell.
Yeah, just following up, if you can, I know you were in executive session, could you share more details about that? And then like what they said, if they said this was enough money for their funding, if they know that they're able to raise enough money for the other items that they need. And then also, I'm just wondering as a general question, so the 8,000 is 13% of available funds. I'm just wondering, like in general, I think the funding is around 60,000. So, and that's for the year. And so I'm wondering, is this a yearly fund? So like, is there essentially what happens to these funds if they're not used?
Yeah, I believe like since we have a runoff from last year, but I'm not sure if the amount exceeding a certain threshold will still be able to have the next year's funding cycle. But definitely that's one thing I would love to confirm with Jessica and other people on the campus of the assembly. But there's a high chance that it will still be half if there's left over, like not decided any have for next year's funding cycle. So the thing like our main justification is definitely like after talking about like why they think of a cheaper option, like or other
Thank you for that clarification.
Representative Tarala.
I think overall we are the market for now. It's really hard to with like us have like super separate from school quality. And I think that we come across the slow pain when we like work with school department directly on the brand. We really justify or like convince the school officers that they have to pay here to help involve your financial plan right now. We would like to have a happen sooner. So I guess that's all the benefit of having SAIS being helpful to my guys.
Ocean. The SAIFC fund is not from the student activity fee. It is an endowed account that gets a certain amount each year, specifically for infrastructure projects. None of this comes from the SAF.
Around how feasible, like, or if it's possible to make this a problem, or more on the how, like, this is much given. I think that's. Definitely having information or information from the people like closely involved with capital planning or infrastructure construction activity, we believe is the great way to confirm like the project deeply or like if the office themselves can take on this initiatives in the future with the funds like being given. So since they are the one experts that we believe is like reliable enough to some extent to like trust their information, but definitely it will be a consideration for us to think if we need some further confirmation or just double check if they are the actual one person to put the idea into practice. Aside from that, I think the overall infrastructure fund itself, I think the purpose of like just funding all the kind of infrastructure projects that we believe can benefit all the kind of undergrad students, not necessarily like whichever is like less or more important sometimes, because like we also said we are on a rolling basis. So we're not taking all the applications by the end of the funding cycle at one time and decide compared to all of them together. So sometimes we also want to make sure that the applicant itself, whoever gets the earlier submission can get some early consideration or even early possibility to achieve their ideas. And I don't think it will be a like waste of money or any kind of things to use this for a crosswalk. Even we say, oh, maybe Cornell can do that. But sometimes it just maybe you know if it can get the ideas like done onto the ground earlier or like just let people enjoy the benefits earlier, I think that's the purpose.
Okay. Representative Shidori.
Just a comment, but like as someone who is like there during the SAIFC meetings, One thing that we did consider was exactly that question about like whether or not it's our jurisdiction and responsibility to fund this in the first place. But I think the two main points that we ended up boiling down to is A, those crosswalks are just like a net good. If any of you guys have been down there in the slope before, it's really easy at certain points to get trapped there. Cars go super fast down there, people can get hurt. And it's never a bad thing to have a crosswalk. Unfortunately, the thing is that crosswalk policy is ridiculously overcomplicated. And there's like a lot of different parties involved, the school, the student assembly, town of Ithaca, as well as multiple different sub-departments, which is why we ended up pushing it back to see if we can get Ithaca to fund it in the first place. And if we can have that conversation with Ithaca and they can say, hey, we will only fund some part of it, and then we can use a portion of our fund to go and fund it. Urgency is always better. And it's, again, only a small portion of the fund. And we've already spent half the entire school year. So we thought, in general, just a big net good.
Trustee Swenson.
Question. Have you reached out to Alderperson Vi Letterman for help? If you haven't, you should. Because he's responsible for that stuff.
Representative Bank can answer.
The crosswalk?
Any further questions or comments? Representative Geckman? Is there a second? Is there any dissent? Seeing none, debate is closed. Moving to Resolution 24, Soul Food Restaurant Rogue for Black History Month. Vice President Height as primary sponsor.
Hi, everyone. So basically, this is a resolution, like the title states. I don't know if you guys like participate, if you guys live on West Campus, but last semester they had the same public restaurant row, and like each of the different dining halls had like basically surrounded by like and whatnot. So I thought, I mean, if you've been here for like Black History Month at Cornell, it's not like it is what it is. And so I feel like traditionally this resolution came about because every time that they do like specialty, like try to highlight culture, it comes from like African culture, but not just the culture that like get around, which is African culture. So since we're not like a whole statement like diversity, I thought it'd be important to do something like that for Black History Month, which is with soul food, which is Black American culture. So I'm behind that. So yeah.
Representative Everett.
Good evening. I respect you. I love this resolution. I think it's amazing. How well they're going to execute it, well, time will tell. Would you be open to an amendment to add in just some caveats for like dietary restriction, whether it be like vegetarian, vegan, halal, kosher, just so like all students can kind of like participate in being able to like partake in the food? Cause I think it'd be kind of unfortunate to add like another food option when there's already so limited like accessible food on campus. Just a suggestion. Let me see, wait, can I like type it and then I can like read it? Yeah, I need to like think about it.
Representative Gonzalez-Montieri.
Yeah, this is a great resolution. Is there gonna be mac and cheese?
Representative O'Donnell.
Just a question. Is this going to be, is this resolution for West Cornell Dining that they're going to be in effect or in past? Again, go into it. And if, first time. So, that, I guess I can't really control how fast they do it, but like, really, they yes. To them so that they can like the resources to do so.
I've only been to like one dining committee, but like they seem pretty like, I don't know, they seem pretty organized in my opinion. They had, also, they had like a whole spread of what they were trying. So I would imagine it would be not easy to distribute, but I feel like it would possibly be that hard for them, in my opinion. Do we have the authority to tell dining what to do, or are they just, I would ask them to be questioned. Technically, the recommendation is like, but the hope would be that they already do like this and stuff, but like beautiful love on my brother and sister's the diaspora. But, who are going to tell us?
To provide additional information, our dining committee does not operate the way the other committees do in that it has authority over Cornell Dining, but it is Cornell Dining's like point of contact with students and reference for student like wants on campus and with regard to food on campus. So recommendations like this are taken pretty seriously by Cornell Dining. Representative Meng.
I guess just following up on the Representative Everett's idea, because I know like Risley is also kind of special dining hall compared to other ones to be the one has the allergy sources free. So I wonder like if we can also suggest the Cornell Dining to consider including the rotation with Risley Hall Dining or even North Star, not necessarily sticking with Tony Morrison.
Yeah. To work around, say, like, but we thought to like do the entire campus as best as possible. So, not everybody goes there, but so that's just the vision we had thought. Grizzly, I guess, was in the picture because we didn't think about like that. So, but I mean, I guess so.
Representative Everett.
Okay, I have the language written down. Also, I guess as a follow-up question, are like we as student assembly able to fund this? Like if the dining hall is like, but no money, like are we able to follow up with some sort of like action of like, okay, hey, and then we'll provide these funds to?
We cannot transfer money to dining. We can't do that.
Okay. Okay, so I made it a be it further resolved. Be it further resolved, Cornell Dining include dining options that are inclusive to the different dietary restrictions of students on campus, with options being available that include, but are not limited to, halal, kosher, and vegan slash vegetarian. I'll share it with you.
Representative Everett, can you share that with me as well? Thank you. Any further questions or comments on this resolution? First we need to motion to adopt the amendment. So moved. Is there a second to the motion? Is there dissent on the motion to adopt by unanimous consent? Okay, seeing none, that amendment is adopted. Okay, any further questions or comments on this resolution? Representative Geckman. Okay, is there a second? Any dissent? Seeing none, debate on this resolution is closed. We are now moving to Resolution 25, approving special projects funding request for Med in Black. Vice President Height.
So basically, a Black mentor on campus called Med in Black is basically specialized around Black men and women who are trying to get into the healthcare field. Basically, what they're doing is they're trying to take the trip to Boston. And so the benefits of this would be networking opportunities, being able to, I guess, like, get exposure in general, but no more, I guess a lot of, like, especially a lot of resources being cut back and whatnot, so trying to get exposure, get to network, get resources if possible is, like, really, really important right now, so I would recommend you fund something like that.
Any questions or comments? I'll give everyone a couple more minutes to digest this. Christian and Ocean, are either of you going to have a question? Do you think? Are you waiting? Well, you looked really intent, so. Liaison Kareem.
So basically, I was like, we're not giving them the full amount, which is 5,000. But basically, from my understanding, basically what they did was, since it's like large for them, a lot of the costs were like wrapped up. So basically, what they were trying to do was find cheaper hotels, find cheaper food options, which, given the amount of people that they have, is pretty good, especially if you're one room, and this is for multiple days again. And I know they have also added for their activities, which so I would.
Can you speak into the microphone so we can all hear you?
Hi. Okay. So we do understand that 5,000 is not covering the entire cost. Well, it's fair. I think like 4,000 to 5,000. Yeah, we're kind of helping them meet that, especially if they previously offered the most out of everybody, but the highest is
5,000 per organization per year. That's a cap, but our budget is not enough for that. I actually have a question on the budget sheet. Why is there a cost per attendee at 40, but everything is quantified at 46? Also, if there are 46 rooms and 40 attendees, that's... Also, does everyone need their own room? Because that's the bulk of their budget, other than the bus.
I was asked. Is there a roster of some sort that's available to us to see? Because as the undergraduate students, it's only imperative that the students like undergraduates, so they have to stuff. So, but if there's like other non-undergraduates, is there parts of that?
I do know that Vice President Flournoy is a member of this organization, and I believe he's going on the trip. So we may want to wait until he's present to answer more of these questions at a later date. Yeah, just for some context. Recognized. No matter what, this money, like through campus activities, would be reimbursed after the fact, just how they operate. Yeah, so it would be probably reimbursed by the end of the semester. That's how like all of these tend to work. Recognized.
Motion to postpone for 1 week.
Seconded. Is there dissent? Dissent? Okay, we'll vote on the motion to postpone for 1 week. All those in favor of postponing for 1 week, please raise your placards. This is on second reading. Yes. It's not that it's unnecessary, like per se. The argument in favor is that there are certain questions that, like, this isn't a finalized form of the resolution.
Point of inquiry, would it be possible to have whoever so speak the microphone because I did not hear what was mentioned?
Sure, I'll try. Basically, into the mic, sorry. Is this better? All right, do you hear me now? All right, is it good?
Yeah.
All right, so this is on the second reading. So either way, we're not voting for this path, we're voting for it to be on third reading calendar. My question was why would we postpone it for an extra week when we're already going to be discussing about it next week? So any amendments made from now, next week, and next week when it's read on the third week calendar, it can be amended during that time as well. So it just, for August, postpone it by 1 week.
Representative Chaudhuri. We're in the middle of voting on whether or not it should be postponed a week. So all those in favor of postponing this resolution for 1 week, please raise your placard. That would be keeping it on the second reading calendar into next week. Okay, that's minority. Okay, now moving to, is there a second for motion and debate? Is there any dissent? Okay, seeing none, debate has ended. We are now moving to the third reading calendar, Resolution 20, Climate Renewal Vows.
So during the process, right, just due to the formatting process, so I'd like to amend the resolution's acronym. For Marissa, Jenna, Sierra, I'd like to add another sponsor to the resolution as well. Monica Kissick,
can you speak more into the microphone?
Proposing an amendment
So replacing the words student assembly up now on fire for titles for Marissa, Jenna, Sierra, and adding another sponsor, Lonnie Lynn Pissick, who's as a member of the environmental.
So motioned, is there a second? Okay, any dissent? Seeing none, that motion is approved. That amendment is approved. Anything you'd like to add about for information on this resolution, et cetera?
Well, okay. Yeah, usually, so the whereas section basically this describes serious issues. The state is basically climate change. Calling Cornell to do more. You state some of the ways that Cornell could do better. And then you give a series of recommendations, requests for the university. Some of them are sort of small things that are more administrative. Others are calls for technological changes. But we also have a few things that I think are quite important. First is the leadership committee. Papa Prof is the current president. It's going to be in place soon. And we are asking that this replacement to someone who cares about this. Is willing to try very fully. Had presidents like that in the past made statements on climate change and response. Then have a call for decarbonization rather than simply net zero. Those are two separate things. Net zero is simply evening after emissions with offsets, whereas decarbonization. Either be net zero negative, that not producing carbon emissions. And we're not calling for the full decarbonization, we're saying just try to accelerate that. Because that's the end goal for all of us. And right now, it's just moving too slowly. Expand dining sustainability, I think it's important. There were some questions about the dining committee, but I personally think it's documented. Which calls for trying to find ways of a low carbon footprint meal option, dining halls. 0.5 active reporting has been an interesting one. So how Cornell reports its emissions is kind of interesting. They keep certain types of greenhouse gases separate from the reports. So the reports will talk about carbon dioxide and methane, but they won't talk about. So you have instinctively puzzled. We're asking that the reports include all the greenhouse gases, because even if the project was tight, they have different potencies, and so it's smaller. This point has been brought up. But also, the final call I'd say advocating for climate equity is also quite important, especially now. You're facing federal administration that doesn't like any of those rules. It's actually trying to roll back more progress. But that's this resolution.
Representative Everett.
I think the university would be foolish to ignore its complicity in our planet and how it is dying. It was 70 degrees in Ithaca on Halloween. California is on fire. I think that the school has gone entirely too long. Without holding itself accountable. So with that, I'm gonna motion to end debate.
Your second. Okay. Any dissent? Seeing none, debate is closed. We will now need a motion to, I'll motion to approve this resolution. Is there a second? Okay. Is there any dissent? Okay. Seeing none, this resolution is approved unanimously. Before we adjourn the meeting, to all of our members, new members especially, we'll be hosting a new member education sometime next week. Email from Parliamentarian Coleman incoming. Anyone, I'll send an email to the larger assembly at some point this weekend as well. If anyone's interested in attending, it's open to everyone so that you can learn more about the assembly function if you still feel a little shaky. Other than that, I call this meeting to adjournment at 5:37 p.m. I don't know.